Hello and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first time experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I'm sick right now. And I had about four other solo episodes that I was going to film today. But instead, I think I'm going to talk about what is literally going on in my life right now, which is being sick exactly a week out from my fifth marathon, which is also my second PR attempt, and why I'm not freaking out at all. So let's jump right in. All right, welcome back. Taking it back a little bit, when I was training for my first marathon, I used to assume the worst in training. I was definitely a marathon pessimist. I would assume that if I missed a run, I wouldn't be able to run the marathon. If I skipped a day of rest, I wouldn't be able to run the race. If I cut a workout short, I wouldn't be able to run the race. You are definitely in this like all or nothing mindset when you're training for your first marathon and maybe even marathons after that. But now that I'm training for number five, I know that while you have to respect the distance, there's always going to be one or two things that throw you off in training, whether it be a failed long run, a random side stitch that doesn't go away on a run, or getting a cold the week before a race. If this had happened to me during my first marathon, I know myself and I know I would have gone into full-on panic mode. I probably would have been overdoing it with supplements and cold medicine and trying to go to bed early and possibly going to the doctor, which is something that I wouldn't normally do for like a common cold. I probably would have been calling my friends and family, freaking out about it, like wondering if I should just defer the race ahead of time, get ahead of it. I would have been wondering if I could run the race that I had worked so hard for. Now that I'm about to run number five, my mindset has completely shifted. I've learned to give in to the ebbs and flows of training, and after having a few unconventional, you could say, training blocks, I've also realized that there is no conventional way to train for a marathon. I mean, the tagline of this podcast is anyone can run a marathon, right? And there's definitely recommended ways, there's better ways to run a marathon, and I know for sure that the long runs really matter the most out of anything in training, and those are the runs that are the ones that should be respected when we say respect the distance to be properly trained for the race. But I know now that it's also a sum of your overall consistency in training, not whether or not you were able to execute 100% perfectly on every single run. Because spoiler, something's gonna happen. You won't be able to execute perfectly on every single run. And that's okay. I've referenced in some of the guest episodes this really impactful graphic that's been shared by a couple of different running pages where it shows a picture of all of the runs you have scheduled in training versus the amount of runs that you were actually able to execute on and run. The point of the graphic is that even though there were a few missed or modified runs in the second picture, you can barely tell the difference between the two. If anything, you're probably wasting unnecessary energy by panicking and by overcompensating, and you need that energy to continue to sustain you through training. So number one is don't panic. What you should do when something like a random cold a week out from your race it happens to you is sit down and evaluate. A few questions that I like to ask myself and that I would ask yourself are, number one, is running this race through this, whatever it is, going to affect my long-term relationship with running? Two, is continuing to train right now going to result in serious consequences like getting injured or prolonging sickness? Number three, simply, do the cons of running this race outweigh the pros? Like, am I going to hurt myself more by continuing to train through whatever it is? If you can answer no to these three questions, is running my race going to affect my long-term relationship with running? Nope. Is continuing to train right now going to result in serious consequences like getting injured or sick? Nope. Did the cons of running this race outweigh the pros? No. If you can answer no to all three of those questions, I want you to take a deep breath and come up with an action plan for what you need to do next. It could be missing a run or two and making up for it maybe on like the bike or on some other form of cross training. It could be taking an extra rest day period to reset and recover. For me, I started to feel like I was getting sick last Wednesday. When I'm filming this, it's a Saturday, and I took a work from home day on Friday and took today, Saturday, to stay home and get lots of fluid and rest instead of going out and doing a whole bunch of stuff. Tomorrow I'm supposed to run my final long run before I run Richmond, and I still plan to wake up and see what happens, but it's going to be a do your best kind of run. I'm not going to let it rock my confidence because I know I can do this race regardless of if I don't run this run tomorrow in its entirety. I'm technically in taper right now, even though I only trained for Richmond for 3 weeks. I'm kind of just extending my Chicago Marathon block. And since I'm in taper, I know that I've done all of the hard runs. I know that I can hit the PR pace that I'm going for. So tomorrow's run I'm looking at as just bonus. And I'm not going to let if I can't run it because I'm not 100% rock whether or not I can run Richmond, because I know I'm answering no to those three questions I mentioned before. Moral of the story is, something is gonna happen unexpectedly in training. It's okay. Expect that, learn from it, and come up with a plan from there. Most of all, stay calm, take a deep breath, and evaluate the situation before going into full-on panic mode. Thank you for tuning in to another mini episode. That's all I got for you for today. I am going to be 100% fine. It's a little cold. I'm feeling a little under the weather today, but as soon as I pop off here, I'm planning on going and planting myself on this couch, drinking lots of fluids, and just chilling for the night. So if something unexpectedly has come up for you in training, try to ask yourself these three questions. I think it's a great exercise to determine if it's safe and okay for you to continue to train. And remember, at the end of the day, one missed run or one modified run is not going to impact your marathon as much as you think it is. Thanks for tuning into another episode, and we'll see you on the next one.